You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Interesting question that was thrown out. What is something 100% of people agree on?
It's hard. It's hard to think about, isn't it?
Yeah, we've already got some funny text messages that are coming in about this. But, I mean, we're trying to approach it seriously. I mean, we'll obviously laugh about some things, but... You know, rather than saying, who was it? Somebody wrote in and said, we can all 100% agree on the fact that we will never agree on anything.
Yeah. Hey-o.
Which is, you know, sure basically
fine.
True.
But
people are different.
I feel like there's
people
little nuggets out there that you can kind of all go, you know, yeah, I think you might be right. I came up with three examples all on my own. And
attaboy. I'm gonna give you a pat on the head.
I did it all by myself. So the three I have is, I'm sorry if you work at the DMV, I'm sorry, but I feel like nobody really ever likes going to the DMV. Can we all agree on that? I don't know anybody that's like, hells yeah, it's DMV day. No, it's always like, ugh, I got to go to the DMV. Ugh, I got to sit there. So I think universally nobody likes going to the DMV. Number two, people falling down is hilarious.
I agree with that.
If you're having a bad day, I'm sorry. Sit down and watch 20 minutes of YouTube videos of people falling down. Your life will be better. So I think we can all agree people falling down, even in public, is just hilarious.
And here come the text messages. Boys, that's rude. That's
I
cool.
fell down and broke my ankle.
It kind of goes along with the whole thing about how everything is funny until it happens to you.
Yeah, well.
You know, but hey, why do you think America's Funniest Home Videos was a big hit?
I just watched it last night. It was on in the house.
People fall down or they get hit in delicate places.
I fell down, you guys. Well, somebody saw you fall down and it was hilarious.
It was probably funny. You know, that's why the Ring camera stuff has been a godsend.
It's huge, right?
Because we've even got the one Ring camera video of Jeremy twisting his ankle outside
his
front door.
I stepped off the step, it twisted, and down I went. And I watched it, and I considered sending it to America's Funniest Home Videos.
There was one of a lady on an icy front porch.
Those are the best, aren't they?
And I'm telling you, it looked like it hurt so bad, and yet I felt like a cretin because I was laughing at it.
That's the best when they go down and they're down the stairs, and somebody runs out to help them, and then they go down. As well. You're like, twofer. Yeah. We got a twofer. And then the last one, I'm going to go out on a limb with this one because I don't know if Dom falls into this camp, but generally, what? I feel like everyone really thinks Keanu Reeves is a good guy. And I think we can kind of all agree on that.
Like everyone, Keanu Reeves.
Everyone likes Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
I never hear anyone say, I don't like him, or he's a horrible person.
Take out his acting ability, which is questionable. But
sure,
I love the guy.
But in general, everyone's like, Keanu Reeves is a good guy.
I'd love to go have beers with Keanu Reeves.
Yes, absolutely.
As long as we don't have to watch his movies, I mean, fine.
Fine. Yeah, the first John Wick was good. First Matrix was good. But, like, I think I came up with three that are pretty solid that I think a majority of people can agree on. I think those are good. Did you come up with
any? Amy is telling you that you like the DMV when you're 15 and 16.
Okay, that's good, Amy. Yep, because you're getting license, sure. Luna says Keanu Reeves is a treasure. Yep, see, there we go.
Yeah, and one of the best, you know, ongoing memes of all time, the sad Keanu Reeves meme from the park bench or whatever, just
yes,
one of the best ever.
Yes, yes.
So we're opening this up to you now, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. I don't know if there's anything I can add to yours. Oh, how about this one? 100% people can agree that there's almost nothing worse than wet toilet paper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Unless there's one person out there
who's
like,
into it.
Oh, I love that.
The wetter, the better.
It's like if a roll of toilet paper gets like soaked by something, like you spill a glass of water or something like that, you got to throw the whole thing out.
One guy. I'll take that. Can I have that?
Okay. So you think about it, and we've got to get your calls on this. What is something that you believe 100% of people agree on? And you'll come to find out how difficult it is to come up with answers to this.
It is, very.
Because... like, you know, somebody wrote in just a little while ago, they're like, what about world peace? There's quite obviously a lot of people who are not into world peace.
They're looking for a fight. Yep.
and they're in fights at all times. So that's you would want that to be an obvious answer, but it's so obviously not true.
Yeah. Yep.
So what does fit other than toilet paper, Keanu Reeves,
the DMV,
and the DMV if you're an adult, and
people falling down is freaking funny. Hilarious.
It's funny.
It's funny.
Let's start with Chelsea. Chelsea, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey. I think finding surprise money in your pocket.
Oh.
Okay. You know what? That's really good. Who would be mad
at
that?
Who can argue
right?
with that?
Oh, not no, another $20 bill. Damn my life. That's a good one.
I think you touched on one. Chelsea, have a great day.
You too. Bye, boys. Okay,
bye.
She's got a little human there.
Bye, random kid.
Here comes Carly. Good morning, Carly.
Good morning.
Great.
Something 100% of people agree on.
That taxes may be a little too high.
Oh, I don't think so. I love paying taxes.
Obviously, that can't be 100% because there's like millions of people who are advocating for higher taxes.
True.
Yeah, because you could have those people like, I love paying taxes because I like helping out the school districts. And I love, you know, the police and the fire department. And more taxes, more taxes.
Like potholes in the street.
I love potholes.
Potholes. They're great for my car.
Right.
Oh, Carly, go have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Me too.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, that's one of those that you would think 100%. No way.
I came up with another one that weekends are too short. But then again, like now that I read that again, there's probably people that are like, no, I hate weekends. I want to get back at it.
Go back to work.
I want to go back to work.
Like Jordan wrote in and said, potato chips are tasty. Obviously.
Obviously not.
That's not 100%.
Not at all. People be like, ugh, they're so greasy, they're gross. I can't eat them. Can we all agree that leaving your phone is horrible? I had to run some errands yesterday at about 4 or 5 different locations, and I forgot my phone at home and riddled with anxiety the entire trip. Like, what if I need to look something
up? Yeah,
I'd
turn around and go back home. Man.
I thought about it, but I fought through it. And I drove so careful because I was like, if I get in a wreck, I can't take pictures of anything. I can't call anyone. How do we do this? How would the world work if I got in a car wreck?
And you're more likely to have an accident because your hands are trembling on the wheel.
I know. It was so horrible not having my phone yesterday.
Here's Sam. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. What is something 100% of people agree on, Samuel?
So something 100% of people can agree on is if you take I-25 mm-hmm. to Route 235 and go 5 miles west, you'll find the tree farm.
The tree farm. Yep, I think we can agree with that, Sam. That's really good.
Greatest commercial jingle
Sam
of the last
for the
20
win
years.
Today. Pretty good.
Probably best commercial jingle in the last 2 years.
I have two more that came in on my email just now. James wrote in. He says, hey, boys, I got to get into a meeting, but I heard the teaser, and I've got two for you. He says that everyone can agree that everyone is nerdy in their own way. Are you a jock? You're just a sports nerd. Do you play an instrument? You're a music nerd. You like fashion? You're a clothes nerd. Are you a motorhead? You're a car nerd. So can we all agree that somebody is nerdy in their own way? Or everybody is nerdy in their own way? That's something to think about, actually, a little bit. That's something to ponder. Like, what way am I nerdy? Because I like old action figures? Yeah, that one's
I don't know if 100%, but I mean, I agree
that
with
one's
what
pretty good.
He's saying.
And then,
a couple of people have written in and said something about traffic, that traffic sucks and there's nobody who enjoys being in traffic. However, we've put calls on the air on our show, and people said, I love traffic because it's my thinking time, it's my audiobook time, it's blah, 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 blah. And so there are some people who just don't mind it at all.
Sure. Going back quick to James, his second one was that everyone is a writing utensil snob. Everyone has a particular pen or pencil that they love using. Can we all agree on that? That's a unique one too, buddy. I guess.
Well, I know that I have fallen in love with the Pilot G2.
It's a solid pen.
It's a really good pen.
Has that got the gel ink in it?
Yeah, Pilot G2.
The gel ink is where it's at, man.
Is the 07, is that millimeter? Is that what that is?
I don't know. That's the year they came out.
No.
Getting paper cuts really sucks, says Chris. But then again, Chris, there's somebody out there who's like, loves get paper cuts. You know, turns them on.
Wait a minute. Autumn might have found another one. Grocery shopping is better without small children.
ding, ding, ding. Yes. Especially if it's like a Costco or Sam's trip. Leave the kids at home.